I always like to say the action plan is a living, breathing document that changes and is updated to reflect the needs of the classroom. And that those needs of the classroom, of course, come from the teacher, but also come from the students and the families. So you may find, not even in the middle of the year, but a few weeks in, that as we get to know each other better, there's some needs that we didn't recognize or address, or there are some things that we didn't expect. Part of that is just being transparent and saying that families can expect communication about it. And for the students, you can expect that we're going to talk about this sometimes. But then connected to that is thinking about the ways this is communicated. There's, I think, a lot of work done more recently on what school or teacher communication with families can and should look like to better support families in both understanding what's going on, in feeling included, and in feeling like they can participate. Part of that is engaging in that communication in a variety of ways, finding out how do parents best communicate and respond. Is it by way of course management systems? Is it by way of a letter home, although those often end up crumpled and at the bottom of backpacks? Is it by way of a direct phone call? I know that some teachers are engaging in TikTok videos or other modes of short, to the point communications with clear opportunities for feedback. And so what is an opportunity that if I'm a parent in a classroom or I'm a caregiver in a classroom that I can say, I can just text you back, I can leave a voicemail, I can send an email. And then also, of course, taking into consideration language needs. Is this available in all of the languages that are spoken among your students and in your classroom? Recognizing that for some schools and for some teachers, that's going to need a little bit more lead time because things are going to need to be translated. Another really, really strong way to support this is engaging parents or caregivers as partners. Early on, if you have parent liaisons who are getting the word out, they would be a source that might have already gained the trust of other caregivers. You might have parent liaisons who share the information and make sure not only that it gets out, but there are clear ways to get feedback if it's needed.